Hi students, welcome for an important session on supply chain. Let us focus on purchasing and material management components in supply chain in chapter 1. We will introducing this entire material management processes step by step in details to take you the advantage of understanding the materials management processes. Before going into the next slide, let me introduce myself. I am Bhaskaran Nagarajan from the industry, where I worked in operations, in materials management, demand management, supply management, and multiple industries. I worked in lubricants, I worked in automobile industries, I worked in dyes and manufacturings, and I also worked in liquor manufacturing. So let us get into the subject, introduction to materials management in chapter 1. The supply chain activities are very interdependent. It means there is an origin and there is a consumption. It means there is a supplier and there is a consumer. So this entire activity is managed through the material management processes. It means when the processes are defined and there is a need to be an owner, the owner is also called materials manager, purchase manager, depends upon the company how it is designated. It is also important to define the processes to manage material incoming, material processed, work in process, as well as the material moves out of the organization. So as the activity, as well as related to the processes, to be managed by a well-versed materials manager or a purchase manager. It is very, very critical that materials manager and also the manager to ensure the activities are defined well by process, from incoming to outbound. That ensures the business management as well as the materials management are taken care optimally to ensure the delivery processes. It is therefore, whether it is public sector or private sector, the materials management process is integrated well within the organization. It means there is a materials manager or a purchase manager is appointed to manage the activity, integrate within the organization and also extended organization, that is nothing but of supplier as well as our distributors. So the entire activity from the origin till the consumption point, the materials management activity is very critical, whether it is physical or it is logistics or it is managing the stocks at the right places. Let us get into the next understanding of materials activities and the details. First of all, why there is a need of purchase management? What is the purpose? What are those objectives to achieve company's deliverables? Let us get into the details step by step in coming sessions. Prior to that, one important factor related to materials management is how it is integrated with financial management and the leverage of best and optimal investments required to reach the objective and finally deliver the revenue, which is the survival factors for any organization. Let us get into the subjects one by one in coming slides. We touched a subject, what is material management process, where it starts and where it ends. Let's get into more in detail about this material management processes. The material management processes starts from a supplier or a vendor. From there it ends till it's consumed, either in a form of consumption or it is integrated with some other product like an assembling parts, etc. The critical and objective of materials management process and one or two specific objective which I try to explain in this coming slide, which is buying. What is buying? Buying in the sense, do we buy the product as it is available in the market and the price, or we get the right product, right specification and right inputs and right time and right place. The purchasing activity is highly involved in buying process, getting connected with various vendors. Those are establish in the market as well as giving the best product which will give the final product of our company. Second is storage. What is storage? Why do we need to store the materials? The storage depends upon many activities. As we started with manufacturing, the storage is required to keep the required materials, which are inputs for our final products. The final products production scheduling is being part of this session sometime later, but at this stage we need to know why do we store the material. The material storage is critical because we must be getting many components, many inputs or services from various vendors or suppliers. These products are critical to be stored in a place, whereas our production scheduling can be done based on what is available and what is the demand from the market. So the storage is very important, critical factor in materials management, and also very, very important in form of safety of the materials, to avoid any slow moving, the products are available in the right place and right time, and ensures the final product is to the best as per the design. Movement of materials. What is movement of materials? Why the materials to be moved? If you really look at, the vendor is outside the organization, elsewhere, nearby, or in a long distance. The purchasing activity is first to plan the purchase requirements and also to need to do the scheduling. What is scheduling? And we will be explaining in the production planning process, but at this stage, need to know the materials to move from long distances, there are logistics activities involved, the time required the material to reach the destination where the products are assembled or produced. So as the material movement is critical. In purchase management, the inbound is more critical as the products are coming into the organization where it is bought and stored and subsequently consumed. So as first is buying, second is storage, so as the material movement from the vendor or the supplier to the manufacturing location is important, and it is called movement of material. It is also called logistics activity and inbound transportation. Let us understand what is value addition. In a manufacturing activity, the product which are purchased is taken into a production area, whether it is assembled or converted or added into another along with another components, and it is converted in an output, which is the final product, or it may be intermediaries based on the engineering design of the product. So that is the activity which is called value addition. If you really look at an organization where the spends on purchases or the materials or the input cost, which is more than 50% to 60%, and it is managed by materials manager. That is why materials management is very critical and important, where we have to optimize the purchasing cost as well as ensures the products are as per our design and quality. When value is added to a product, it means then it is to be distributed. What is distribution is all about? Distribution is activity which involves moving the product in a form where it is packed and also stored and shipped out, and subsequently it is sold to the end consumer. Let us go a little detail about distribution. When the product is made at a location, either it is a production site or manufacturing site, the products are also converted into a final output, which is called value addition to the material purchased. Once the value is added, the product is as per the design of our engineering department. When the product comes out, it is packed for the safety of the product and also for logistics activity. Once the product is packed, it is stored in warehouse and it is then distributed or shipped out to various selling points. What is selling point? The selling points are where the demand is generated, where there is the consumption, where there is the consumer, the products are shipped in various form, whether it is by road, by rail, or by ship, or by air, depends upon where the product is required and where there is a demand, and these supplies are moving to the consumer end. So this activity is part of value addition, whereas the distribution is very critical for achieving the company's objective. Let us try to understand what is value addition. You can define in manufacturing and distribution how the value is getting added, at what conditions. The manufacturing activity is converting the supplies, which are inputs, and to a form of final product or intermediaries, where the cost is incurred, where how much money is involved or the financial inputs are gone into to produce a product to sell to a consumer. Another form of investment is capital employed. What type of capital? What do you mean of capital employed? It's nothing but of materials, machineries, manpower, logistics, storages, warehouse, distribution cost, etc. So what is important to know is, wherever there is capital employed, we should see how to optimize it so as there is no wastage of product as well as the investments in the capital is idling. So we have to enhance the capital employed to get the best of the results. Capital requirements for distributions are less obvious. Why? Because the product is not getting transformed physically, but it is either transported or moved or shipped physically to another place where the consumption is happening. So as the value addition is not on the product but on the services which is related to the product supplies. Little more elaboration of value addition and then conversion of inventory. If we really look at what is inventory is all about, one of the major goals of materials management is to identify which are not working for the benefit of the organization or no value addition is happening. These products are to be eliminated from the system, and this is very critical to be the right inventory management, or it is called optimization of inventory, so as it doesn't sit idling and no value addition is happening, no productivity related to the inventory which is stored elsewhere. We are using the terminology called purchase management and materials management interdependently. Exactly what is the difference between purchase and materials management? Purchase management is very critical part of business, and also it is very specialized because we need to bring in inputs based on the engineering requirements as well as the final product requirements. The materials management is the gamut of various activity, also involves procurement, storage, conversion, and then again finished product movement, logistics and distributions activity. Let us focus on what is purchasing and why it is specialized. The final products are priced based on what is the input cost involved. The better the purchasing power, the better the purchasing knowledge helps to get the right product or inputs for the final product. It is also important to ensure purchasing is providing the inputs which are critical for final product, also up to the mark and cost effective. Let us get into materials management basic functions. If you really look at business related materials management, are we doing value addition directly to the product? Probably yes and no, but it is not directly involved, because the materials management process is also to handle the products, get the product into the manufacturing site or elsewhere, and the products are moved out for physical distribution. So there is a value addition in form of movement, but not to the product, but to the subsidiary activity which related to the materials management, which is related to the distribution. Purchasing is a specialized activity. We are repeatedly saying why it is specialized. When a purchaser ensures we get the product and services based on the need, which I explained earlier too, to the best of the cost, optimally produced by the supplier as well as to ensure our supplies are to the best of the cost. The product, look at the product if you really look at it. Are we adding any purchase manager value to the product, final product? Again, it is yes and no, because the purchase guy who ensures the products are supplied to the right time and right place. So as the final products are rolled out and it is delivered through the distribution channel and reaches the final customer. Again, the activity is more related to the subsidiary activity and not adding value to the product itself. Let us understand what is marketing process. The moment the product is ready at manufacturing site, the final product distribution is happening from there. That activity is marketing process, which also involves some of the processes related to materials management, which we explained earlier too. The moment the product is ready, it is packed, stored, moved, again it is billed at the distribution site. Second, the complexity between materials management as well as marketing management is different, because both are, one is internal and another is external, whereas the materials management is more towards managing internally to ensure optimally getting all our products and services in the right place and right time, whereas marketing activity is more towards get the right customer, selling the right price so as our products are available at the right location or the need. If manufacturing management is concerned, to ensure optimally keep all our equipments, labor and as well as our spaces utilized optimally, and also to move the material as per the plans. Why it is important? The moment manufacturing is done, we have to ensure all our capitals are deployed again for further productions, as well as further requirements are managed, further assembling is happening or conversion is happening, and so the continuation of the supplies are happening as per marketing demand. So as we have to ensure all efficiencies are in place to avoid any losses or investment which are idling in the process. In an organization, manufacturing manager is responsible for ensure the product is made as per design. It means, what is manufacturing cycle, which we will explain a little bit in this process. The manufacturing cycle starts from the vendor. The moment the requirements are given to the vendor or supplier, the product reaches to the manufacturing site and the assembling or conversion or value addition is happening to the product and getting to a final product. When the final product is ready, the manufacturing manager may delegate some of the activity related to distribution to the materials manager. It means, once the product is ready, the storage, logistics, warehousing, as well as to ensure it is available to the right place where the customer needs are there. These kind of activities are normally delegated to materials management and also to the material manager. The basic value adding function of material management is universally applicable to all organizations. In an organization that produces service, material management does its job, and other parts of the organization produce and market the service on their own. All large firms and many small firms routinely inspect every incoming shipment to make certain that the company is getting what it is paid for. We talked about it earlier too. It means, when any inputs are coming from a vendor, supplier, to ensure that is as per our design and what we are paying for, so as the our final products are up to the mark as per the design. Inspection activity of any incoming material is very critical for ensuring the products are as per our design specifications. All organization, whether it is small or large organization, ensures incoming materials are validated for its certification as well as ready for consumption. Today's world, there are changes that incoming materials are self-certified by the vendors or the supplier so as to avoid delay or holding the materials in our site. Some material manager, however, believe when materials are to be inspected, it is under their jurisdiction, at least for the purpose of counting, validating the invoice versus what is received, as well as the purchase order specifications are received in the product received. That organizational experts agree that quality control is including receiving inspection should be separate. That is why many organizations put up now either a quality control function and also a self-certified vendors who can ensure the supplies are happening as per design.